Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Choyle Shin Nofal Machmas Choyle Mishkav V'Ein Boisak. We're now referring to somebody who's not in a life-threatening situation, but he's a choyle, which means that he has to lay in bed. Ramo adds more explanation. Or Shiyesh Lo Meichas Shem Istar V'Choyle Mimenu Kol Gufa. Or he has some type of pain, which causes him to feel in his entire body. Even if he's physically able to walk, but Lamaisa, his whole body is in pain from that choli. So, what can you do in such a situation? Number one is, you are allowed to tell a guy to do any type of refuah, even if it's going to involve chil shabbos. If he needs fresh food, he's allowed to ask the guy to cook it for him. Okay, a Jew cannot do an isa deraisa. I feel the Yishva Sakhana Sefer, and if there's a chash, I'll lose a limb. Also, it's also for a Jew to do Issa Deraisa. Issa Deraisa for a Jew is only Pikuach Nefesh. Now, it's not very common that you have a Sakhana Sefer which is not a Sakhana Sefoshis, because generally speaking, if the Eber is in danger, it could affect the whole body. But if there is such a case, then one would not be permitted to the Michal Shabbos himself. Now, we have a whole bunch of opinions now in respect to Yisuri Darabonon's Ayidei Yisrael. L'chal alav Yisrael b'Yisri Darabonon b'yadayim Yesh matir mafilo ein boi sakanus eifa. The Moslina opinion says, if it's only Yisri Darabonon, even the Jews allowed to be over Yisri Darabonon to save him from any type of choli, even if it's not affecting an entire limb, just has a bad cold. Second opinion is Yesh ha'imim Shem Yesh ha'sakanus eifa oisim. If it's a sakanus eifa, then the Jews allowed to himself Yisri Darabonon v'in lovi sakanus eifa ein oisim. But if he's just sick and he doesn't have Sakhana Sefer, then he's not allowed to turn his door upon him. Third opinion is, if it's a regular choyle, then he's allowed to do an Issa with a Shinui. But if it's a Sakhana Sefer, he may lose his limb, then he's allowed to do Issa Durabon without a Shinui, and he's just a choyle with a Shinui. That's the third opinion, which we'll see soon, is the halacha. If it's not pikuach nefesh mamish, then you can't even do issa derabanan. That is a subdivision of issa deraisa. Mishbrook gives an example of putting some type of dye in the eyelids, which is a derabanan of painting. According to this opinion, if it's something that doesn't have any shaykhs to listen to rice, like muksa, for example, then you can do even for a regular choyle. The divya svar shlishis nirin halach lemais, like the third opinion, which is it's a sakon saver, the Jew himself is allowed to do an iser the rabbanon. It's not a sakon saver, but a choyle, then you can only do an iser ayidei shinui by making a change in an abnormal fashion, or you could ask a guy to do more. Mutter loyva lein yehudi lasis tavshe lekotin she'ein loy ma lechol. Stam, so if a cotton choli shem b'sakona dami, if a cotton has nothing to eat, the food that was prepared is not on his menu, and he needs something to eat, then you're allowed to ask a goy to cook for him. Come on, if he ate and he just wants some little dessert or something, you're not allowed to do that. So if a cotton means if he has a strong need for it, then you're allowed to ask a goy to vashel for him. There's no difference between a malacha that is done for another Jew for the choyle or the choyle himself. If it's also for one, it's also for both. When the guy is doing the malacha, then one can help the guy not do the ikir malacha, just in a fashion the malacha will be done anyway by the guy, and the Jew is just somehow partially helping, then it's right. But if you need the two of them to do it, then it's a valley also. So an example of it is, if he has to put some type of medicine in the eye, he's allowed to open and close his eye to get the medicine in. But if the guy would not be able to do what he's doing without the Jew, then it would be also for the Jew to be involved.